Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. Montana is number one in the nation again for drunk driving fatalities. That's according to a new ranking by Forbes magazine. The Montana Department of Transportation reports it has not met its most recent goal of reducing the Vision Zero 5-year rolling average of those fatalities either. The world of medicine is always changing. Dr. Alexander Krayev of Billings Clinic on how cardiac surgery has changed over the years.
Combining multiple modalities where you got to see it and you got to be able to touch it. So you have to make incisions and get your hands in there. But now the x-rays have gotten so much better with ultrasounds have gotten so much more detailed. Now we can use those things to help us, quote unquote, see so that our incisions can be smaller. We build a special operating room just for that.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help. And that's why we're here, is to help each other. We're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
A 122-acre ranch in the Mission Valley, once platted for subdivision, has been protected in perpetuity with the Flathead Land Trust. John Weaver, a retired conservation biologist and land steward, added this parcel along Mission Creek just east of the National Bison Range to his conservation portfolio this week. 10 agricultural research projects in the Montana State University College of Agriculture have received support from the Montana Fertilizer Advisory Committee, looking to advance knowledge around cropping systems, environmental preservation, water management, and more. Each year, the 7-member Montana Fertilizer Advisory Committee disperses funds collected through an assessment on commercial fertilizers. Billings Public Schools will be holding its first ever job fair next Tuesday from 3:30 to 7. Applicants will be given the opportunity to meet with staff from multiple schools within the district. It's currently hiring teachers, aides, and others. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.